Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
All right, Buffalo Bills fans, welcome to another episode of Breaking Buffalo Rumblings. Anthony Marino, happy to be here with you once again, talking everything Buffalo Bills. Weekend edition of the show, checking in with you for just a little bit. Looking forward to the 2021 season. And it's that time in July where you start to pontificate just a little bit, thinking to yourself, who are those guys that are truly going to step up this year? If you're on the site, buffalorumblings.com, you'll see the article talking about who is it that is going to lead the Buffalo Bills in sacks during the 2021 season? Certainly an area I think that we could see some improvement as Buffalo Bills fans. When we talk about an area that the team certainly addressed during the NFL draft, there were rumors they were going to address it during free agency, at least around someone like J.J. Watt. But now you start to look at the roster and thinking to yourself, okay, I've got a pretty good idea on who the contenders can be that come into place with this. But before we talk about 2021, let's talk about 2020 and who those sack leaders were. Tied for the lead, A.J. Klein, the linebacker, appeared in 16 games, started in 11 with 5 sacks. And that was a tie with Mario Addison, who appeared in 15 games for the Bills this season. Kind of an inauspicious duo. Right? When you think of those two, A.J. Klein, for the most part, a reserve linebacker, albeit filling in for an injured Matt Milano. Mario Addison came in as a, you know, one of the higher priced free agent signings for the Bills. 5 sacks, you know, certainly nothing to sneeze at. But with that being said, you know, coming in from his days with the Carolina Panthers, seeing an excess of 9 sacks in the 4 seasons before joining the Bills. 5 sacks, it is what it is. After that, Jerry Hughes at 4.5, Matt Milano at 3.5, Ed Oliver at 3, Quentin Jefferson, no longer with the team, with 3 sacks, Jordan Poyer with 2, Tremaine Edmonds with 2, Trent Murphy with 2, Tre'Davious White with 1.5, Dean Marlowe, now with the Detroit Lions, with 1.5, and then you had 1 each from Teron Johnson, Tyrell Dodson, Justin Zimmer, A.J. Epenesa, and Daryl Johnson. A lot of guys on the roster, right, getting sacks during the 2020 season, but not really that one havoc wreaker, right, for the Bills. I mean, when you talk about pressures, when you talk about getting to the quarterback, Jerry Hughes certainly stands out. But when you talk about finishing the plays, 4.5 sacks, a bit below maybe what the standards would be, but you know, for Jerry Hughes right now at age 32, Mario Addison at 33, maybe those guys have lost a little bit of a step, right? And when I say a little bit of a step, you know, is that the difference from having, you know, 4.5 or 5 sacks a season to maybe somewhere in the neighborhood of 8, 9, or 10? I think the way that Sean McDermott rotates his defensive linemen, that is something that would certainly be part of that discussion. And what would that really look like, right? You talk about snap counts, you talk about all of these things, but to my point, right, there's a lot of balance that comes across the Buffalo Bills defensive line. But if you had to ask yourself, who is it that will lead the team in sacks during 2021? And if you go to buffalorumblings.com, we've got the poll up there. You can participate. We'd love to see how things shake out. And of course, there's always the comment section where you can add your thoughts as well. When I think about the guys that really will contend for this, right, and this part sounds kind of bad, but one of the co-leaders from last season, A.J. Klein, I would not include in the discussion. A backup linebacker and the setup that the Bills have, the amount of time that they spend in, you know, really nickel is their base setup with Teron Johnson, call him that 11th starter, as a additional cornerback instead of a third linebacker. You know, barring an injury to Tremaine Edmonds or Matt Milano, this is not a situation where we are going to see A.J. Klein really in that mix. Now, when you talk about it, though, there are a number of names in the mix. And for me, I think there are six that really come to mind that you have to consider. First, you've got to take a look at the two rookies, right? Brandon Bean, Sean McDermott, Leslie Frazier. You look at things and think, okay, you are spending your first two draft picks in the 2021 NFL draft. So at the end of the first round, Gregory Rousseau from University of Miami, and of course, Carlos Basham Jr. out of Wake Forest. These two guys are going to play. What the rotation is going to look like, obviously, still to be determined, right? You can look at things and say, well, how are some of these other guys in the list? How are we going to work with snap counts? Are some of these guys going to shift inside on some pass rushing downs and maybe play some defensive tackle? A lot of that remains to be seen, and it's really one of the storylines that will be the most intriguing when you head into training camp this year. But Rousseau and Basham are going to be first up on the list. And these are a couple of guys that I could see making an impact as the season progresses, right? When you've got some veteran leadership on the team, maybe those guys are getting the majority of the snaps early on in the year as Rousseau and Basham get up to game speed as more and more takes place with them. Maybe you start to see them flash a bit more, albeit in the second half of the year, than they would early on. Two guys that have to be part of the conversation, again, based on the draft capital that the team invested in both of them and what that can mean for this season. Third up on the list for me is a second-round pick from the 2020 draft is AJ Epenesa. Plenty of conversation around Epenesa, right? Somebody that had a poor combine in 2020, slipped to the second round. The Bills are happy to draft him at number 54. Ask him to drop weight after getting picked by the Buffalo Bills. Almost dropped too much weight, right? Going from 280 close down to 250. We can talk all about the 2020 offseason. No OTAs, no mini camps. Training camp certainly looking different. Epenesa getting off to a slow start, being inactive for week one against the New York Jets in 2020, and starting to show, albeit small flashes late in the season. But AJ Epenesa, right, you talk about a more traditional offseason this year. Expectations are certainly high. And you look at someone like Rousseau and Basham, and we talk about them needing the time to develop a little bit. Epenesa should be a few steps ahead of those guys heading into his sophomore season. Certainly someone that will be a part of the discussion for sure. One defensive tackle on the list. That is Ed Oliver. And I think when we talk about Ed, the number 9 overall pick in the 2019 draft, heading into year 3, right? Year 3 is always that big year. A team is going to make a decision on a fifth-year extension at the end of this season. Traditionally, that is when young players make that leap, right? We've talked about that in the past. Certainly, we saw it with Josh Allen just this past year of going from a NFL starting quarterback to an all-pro MVP candidate starting quarterback. And Ed Oliver, what type of progression can he make? A lot of discussion has gone around the return of Star Lotulelei. That should have a positive impact on Oliver. We will certainly see. I am one that I look for Ed Oliver to take that next step. Is it a step or is it more of a leap? If he takes the leap, the Buffalo Bills defense will be a problem. But certainly someone that will be in the discussion when you look at who your options are for this season. And final two guys on the list, right, that I really have a part of this poll that I think you could take a look at are those two veterans that we talked about before. Mario Addison with 5 sacks during the 2020 season, as I said before as well. Jerry Hughes, 4.5 sacks. Early on in the year, I think these guys will have the opportunity to be those starters, albeit part of the rotation. That's what Leslie Frazier and Sean McDermott do, as we had talked about before. Now, as we look at this, so much based on what they can do, you know, it ties to, like, is Father Time catching up with Hughes and Addison? And how much are these younger guys going to push them for time? I expect both Hughes and Addison to make the roster in 2021. But what will their playing time look like really will be defined on what Basham, Rousseau, and Epenesa look like when we talk about the preseason, when we talk about training camp, and of course, early in the 2021 season. So that begs me to ask you the question, who will lead the Bills in sacks in 2021? You have AJ Epenesa, Gregory Rousseau, Carlos Basham Jr., Ed Oliver, Jerry Hughes, and Mario Addison really is the choices that are there. Maybe there's somebody else that you feel like I missed, but for me, those are really the six guys that will be a part of that discussion. And it's a hard question to answer. I mean, you are talking about three that are solely based on potential right now in Epinesa, Rousseau, and Basham. You've got a fourth candidate in Ed Oliver that probably has the highest ceiling of anyone that is included on this list, but more of a defensive tackle. But will he be able to make that step, at least when it comes to the pass rush and getting quarterback sacks in 2021? Only three this past season, but someone that has to be part of the conversation. And then again, two guys that were, you know, right in the mix for the team lead last year, Jerry Hughes and Mario Addison. You look at the rotation, you look at this group, like I don't see the Bills as that team that is set up in any way, shape, or form to have someone that's going to get 12, 13, 14 sacks this year. But are they going to have a number of guys that will be in a contention where, you know, you see three or four guys in that 6 to 8 range, right? When you talk about compiling as a team and what they're able to do, not that you have individuals at that top tier level, but a lot that are contributing, making the most of the snaps that they have and being a solid unit, increasing that pass rush in 2021, because we know Brandon Bean has made the investment in it when you talk about the draft picks in Rousseau and Basham. So listen, let me know what you guys are thinking. Go to buffalorumblings.com, hit up the article there. You can make your vote in the poll. You can add to the comment section. Of course, you can hit me up on Twitter at @AnthMarino at any time. I love to hear from you. And make sure you hit that subscribe button, right? We want to make sure that you get all of our great shows here at buffalorumblings.com. Not just Breaking Buffalo Rumblings, but Believe, Circling the Wagons, Overreaction Sports Podcast. We've got the Code of Conduct, Buffalo Rumblings Q&A, the Bruce Exclusive, Jamie Dean, Big Newt. There's a lot here. We've got you covered 7 days a week. So make sure you hit that subscribe button so you get all of our great shows. If I am forced to make a pick for this season, I'm going to go back with Jerry Hughes. I think the addition of Star Lotulelei, I think Hughes still has not really lost too much of a step when it comes to this. I think you will have more competent options around him. I will see more pressure coming from the interior part of the line. So if I had to pick someone today, it would be Jerry Hughes. But as I said before, not someone being in that 12 to 14 sack range, but Hughes maybe being around 7 to 8 sacks throughout the season. And when you take a look at that, I think that can really have the impact and set that example for the Bills. So listen, let me do this. I'm going to get out of here for now. I appreciate you guys tuning in, but hit me up, as I said before. Appreciate y'all listening. And as always, go Bills.